Hi, this is Martha with March into April's Animal World Tip of the Month. Besides April showers, what comes to mind most prominently in April is Easter. And then the kid part of me starts thinking about Easter bunnies. Now, not to mention chicks and ducklings. Now, I don't mean the candy versions. I'm talking about the real thing. Every Easter, many families get caught up in the energy and bring home real live baby bunnies, chicks, or ducklings. Now, even though all of those little creatures can make wonderful human companions, most of us don't have a clue as to how to make that happen. Consistently, many bunnies, chicks, and ducklings end up either dead or dumped. Remember the tragic dump rabbit overpopulation problem a few years ago in Redmond? Or they end up in animal rescue shelters. I'd like you to help us prevent that from happening again this year by not being part of the problem. Please fight the urge to delight your children with baby animals this Easter. Maybe it's the kid part of you that's always wanted one. But please, please, please do your homework before you go out and buy a baby bunny. And be prepared to raise a house rabbit. That's right, I said a house rabbit. In my opinion, rabbits don't belong in cages outside 24/7. But they can make excellent in-house companions. They house train to a litter box just like a cat. And sometimes are better pet for some people than a dog or a cat. But you need to know what you're doing to have it work. There are some great resources around here if you want to learn more. The House Rabbit Society, Evergreen Rabbit Rescue, the best little rabbit, rodent, and ferret house in the Lake City area of Seattle, the Humane Society in Bellevue, and the Seattle Animal Shelter on Elliott Avenue in Seattle. You might even want to consider adopting a rescued model, but keep in mind most rescues and shelters will not adopt out rabbits close to the Easter holiday for obvious reasons. So if you want to get a live Easter bunny, do some homework first. Learn how to create a great in-house environment for your rabbit friend, and please do your best to make a lifetime commitment. And with a rabbit, that's about 10 years. Surprisingly, chickens and ducks can also, under select circumstances, make good human companions, but not in the city, and they're not great in-house only pets. If you're considering ducks or chickens, remember they need very secure housing, and they tend to attract coyote and cougar to your area. So, all things considered, unless you're an exception to the norm, bring home the stuffed and candy versions of the Easter bunnies, chicks, and ducklings, and we'll all have a better Easter this year. You'll hear this tip repeated throughout the month until Easter, and be sure to stay tuned to Animal World, because if you didn't get convinced with this tip, hearing my family's sad Easter bunny story may convince you, and I'll share that with you soon on an upcoming Animal World.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Meg.
Hello.
Oh, Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right, very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob-bob-bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Easter edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. Usually you can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. We'll get an update on that from Mike in a moment. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Look for it in the, what did you call it? The
header.
The headers. Listen and watch. Click on that little link. Thank you, Lola. And that'll take you to the instructions you need to stream the show. And let's see. If you need to be in touch with us during the show, we're going to be talking all about animals and massage. Mike, did you get Peg straightened out?
Well, yes. Actually, Peg was very helpful in identifying a problem. We have a broken link from the Martha Norwalk .com site to our website.
To the new website.
So for all listeners, for today only, what you want to do is go directly to the KKNW site, and that address is www.1150kknw.com. That'll take you to the homepage, and towards the top of the page, look over to your right, and you'll see a little button that says Listen and Watch or Watch Live. Click on that, and that'll take you to the stream your streaming options.
That makes total sense, because the link that we're using to go from the Animal World website to KKNW must have changed since the new website.
Yeah, look. I was just on the MarthaNorwalk.com site, and I'm looking at the links, and it's a really old link. So I'm going
to
communicate with Rhonda, and we might
cool.
even be able to fix it before the end of the show.
You're so cool.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
Yes.
He's just fabulous. Mr.
So,
Technology.
Bear with me.
Whoa. And he's not even a morning person. Gosh.
But I'm awake now.
Yeah. Well, we're always awake during the show. No guarantees what happens after that once we land. But, well, how cool. Well, see, that makes total sense. So, all right. So if somehow you figured out how to listen to the show, but you couldn't get there through the Animal World website, make sure I'll have to make sure that Bob and Robin know about that too, and they change the link on their website as well before Wednesday when they're on the air, because a lot of people listen to the stream on their show. Mm-hmm. At any rate, let's see. So if you have a question or comment about what we're talking about today, the world of animal massage, the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We've got some really neat stuff we were talking about during the break, some energy medicine and so forth. And Lola's got a great miraculous story. And we've got therapeutic music with canine massage and all kinds of things to do over the next couple hours. But if there's something we're not answering for you, you want to know, you don't have to go on the air. You can call Kathy and she can ask a question for you. You can email us your question or comment to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We will get it during the show. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need a response to your email, send it sooner rather than later. So we get it late. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. All right. And if you want to call us, the phone lines are open. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World when we're not on the air by going to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events for the current events. Click on Audio Archives for the archived shows. You can send me an email by clicking on Contact Martha, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Keep in mind that I don't work via email. And I always, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know are having problems with their animal friends, it's always worth giving me a call, because if I can't help you, I probably know who can, and I'll steer you in the right direction. So call me, and if you don't hear back from me immediately, if you get voicemail, bug my voicemail. 360 317-7258. That's 360-217-7258. If you're submitting a current events item, which is free to all nonprofits, please do so via email, because it's easier for me to get to Rhonda at Indigo Dog, my web mistress, that way. If you need to mail something via the U.S. Postal Service to Animal World, our mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Speaking of contact information, you can also, the Northwest School of Animal Massage, you can go to marthanorwalk.com, and on the homepage, there is a link to Northwest School of Animal Massage website. So that's one way to get in touch. But what are all the other ways to get in touch with the Northwest School of Animal Massage?
Well, listeners can visit our website at www.nwsam.com.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. Northwest School of Animal Massage. And also, we do have some new contact numbers. Our new phone number is 206-463-1425.
That's 206-463-1425.
And our toll-free number is still the same, 877-836-3703.
So that's 877-836-3703.
And that's correct. And if you have want to have an email conversation, you can contact me directly at lola@nwsam.com. Or you can get a hold of our general office at info@nwsam.com.
Okay, so email is Lola, L-O-L-A, at nwsam.com, or the office at info@nwsam.com.
Right.
All right. Now, in a certain extent, Joan, you can be accessed through the school because you're an instructor there and so forth.
Right.
But if people are interested in either working with you privately or want to know more about the CD that we're going to be talking about, why don't you give us your contact information?
You can go to my website is www.joansorita.com. So that's
your name, Joan Sorita.
Yes.
J-O-A-N-S-O-R-I-T-A, joansorita.com.
Correct. And my email is joan@sorita.com.
joan@sorita.com. Now, we do have people that listen to the show that don't do computers, believe
it or
not.
So you need a phone number.
They need a phone number.
Okay.
So do you have a phone number?
Yeah. It's 425-877-4824.
Okay. So that for Joan Sorita, the phone number is 425-877-4824.
Correct.
Cool. All right. I think we covered all of the contact basis. I just want to remind you, though, that I do write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, which you can pick up for free at lots of different venues around the area. But you can also read it online at www.newspiritjournal.com. I am towards the end of a series that I've been writing recently about people that have animals and are making babies. And I've gotten to the point of where we're with the kids in the biting dog department now, and how parents teach their dogs to bite kids and all of that sort of thing. And I just wrote the which I think will be the last article in this series for the next month's issue. Just finished that up yesterday. And a lot of good information if you got kids and animals.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it's not okay to let your kids abuse your animals.
No. Or vice versa.
Oh, now here's something. Now, are you writing me these notes, Mike, or they're coming from Kathy? What is this? It says, so there must have been a caller that called you, Kathy, about this stuff, saying that all the jokes and stories on Martha's website come back with an error message.
Yes, Aji just called.
Oh.
And had found that to be so. And then she also had a question of about copies of archives can be copied and
given to friends and family.
Yeah. She mentioned that you said yes, maybe.
Oh, well, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the shows are archived, so that people can listen to them and learn from them. I mean, that's why I do the show.
Yeah, she was thinking about using those.
I'll be
gifts.
On your doorstep, and you'll be arrested and in jail. No, you know, no. The shows are archived for that reason. I mean, we try to do helpful shows here, and if you feel like, you know, burning them onto a CD or something you want to give to a friend, that's more than fine.
I just didn't know too if they were copyrighted or there was some kind of limits on that.
No, if there were, I think we would put that on the site. But okay. I think there'd probably, Mike, I don't know, I'm not that technical, but I think there'd probably be a way that you could make them not downloadable or something on the site. But we're not. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on how you set it up. But generally, if it's available for download, available for streaming, it's also available for download.
So anyway,
if you know what you're doing,
yeah. But anyway, yes, you can you have my permission to do whatever you'd like with the archived show. Obviously, just like you to give us credit for what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, encourage anybody who's listening, if they know someone who would like to be part of the Animal World family of advertisers, if they do something good for animals, humans, or Mother Earth, we would love to have them. And let's see, I don't know what's up with the jokes and stories on the website. Did you go to marthanorwalk.com?
Yeah, I was just there, and everything seems to be functioning with the exception of the link for streaming.
So it might be Ajie's computer then?
Hard to say. I don't entirely understand the question. What jokes?
Well, they're on the homepage, marthanorwalk.com, on the left side, there's a list of links, and there's one that probably says just for laughs or jokes, stories, or I can't remember how they're titled.
Yeah, I am seeing an error there once you link through. So that's probably something that I'll send Rhonda a note and maybe.
And
we
that
can get
may
that.
Be because, and here's just behind the scenes, we did have a section on that part of the website where we had collected tons of really cool animal photos.
Oh.
You know, really good picture and stuff. You know how that people send them around the internet and all that stuff. And we'd collected a whole bunch of good ones and just put them up there for entertainment purposes. You know, well, I got one of those legal letters from, you know, Getty, whoever they are, saying, oh, there's a picture on your website that, you know, we represent and you owe us, you know, your whole entire life savings. So we you know, they can come after you, apparently. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to know from the photographs if they're represented or not.
Yeah.
And unless some of them will have a little thing on them that tells you, and I assume they all would if they did. And Rhonda did her best to, there are ways to check, you know, before things go on. She did all of those things to make sure they were fair, but there was a photograph on that they contacted us about. So we decided to be on the safe side. We best
take
remove the photographs. So
bad,
I apologize because it was really a great section and we had a wonderful collection. But, oh, well, you know, the nasty legal people.
Yeah.
They just want to make money. So, sorry. But I imagine that may be where the error thing is coming from. So, what is... I don't know. Here's an email. Maybe you guys know. Mm-hmm. Lola and Joan, before we talk animal massage, what do you know about skunk stinking? It says, hi, all. Happy Easter. Martha, what was the skunk spray remedy that you gave a while ago? Thank you, and Designing Health for Missing Link, with coupons that I won 2 weeks ago. Oh, boy. That must mean that, Diane, that you've received your missing link, and it came with coupons. Very good.
All right.
Skunk spray remedy.
Well, she's right. They do stink.
Yeah. Well, the old remedy was always tomato juice.
Yeah.
And I seem to remember talking about something, and I don't know where I heard about it, what it was, and what show it was related to, but, you know.
Maybe Mike can find it.
CRS has set in, and I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember if it was a commercial product or a home remedy.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a new enzymatic product that I've been using in the barns called Bye Bye Odor.
Bye Bye Odor?
Which is phenomenal, and it's very safe for animals and stuff. You know, you can use it directly on their bedding and things like that. So if it's a matter of trying to get the smell out of something you know,
this other, I would imagine would be on the body of the animal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what my mom always used, tomato juice. Yeah. Liberally.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of it.
That means you had a big skunk problem, right?
But I don't. Diana, I'll keep your email here and try to remember. Or anybody listening, do you remember? Because I'm vaguely in the back of my mind, I can remember something different and new. And I can't remember if it was a commercial product or a home remedy, but I do remember Diane talking about something. But I don't remember the details. So if anybody's listening, if you remember, please call us 425-373-5527, 888-298-5569, or email us animalworldlive@hotmail.com if you remember what the heck it was. We'll see what we can find out. Okay. So, Lola Michelin,
yes.
Northwest School of Animal Massage. Now that we've determined that you haven't been here forever,
I know.
We better educate all the people that have never heard you before. Why don't you tell us about the Northwest School of Animal Massage? How long has it existed? What's it all about? And all that good stuff.
It has been a period of change for the school recently, but we have been in the Seattle area now 11 years. We started in late 2000. Joan was actually one of the original founders and helped develop the curriculum. And then kind of went her own direction for a number of years, but she's back teaching with us. So,
That's interesting. So that means that you, Joan, because I thought originally, mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe Joan was a student of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, and then you went mm-hmm. into stuff. But you were actually, you were one of the founding members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but I was also, Lola was my mentor like 2 years before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I was a student, really. Yeah. And still am.
Yeah. And but, as the classes have expanded and we've made new offerings, Joan's taught some of our classes and she's taken some of our classes. So we continue to add new programs. Of course, our mainstay is still our massage programs. And we offer both massage training for small animals, dogs, cats, and companion pets, and also for large animals, horses, livestock, and exotic species. And we're one of the only recognized schools in Washington that provides program training that enables people to be licensed here in Washington. We do have a licensing program for animal massage practitioners, but we also have a lot of classes that are for pet owners or animal owners who are just interested in learning specific skills for their own pets. So everything from one-day workshops to 450-hour degree programs.
And I think one of the really wonderful things about your school is that if someone is listening to us from another part of the country, they don't have to drop what they're doing and come to Washington.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To be educated. Yep. So explain to us how that worked, because you can do this education here if you live here
mm-hmm.
and come to physical classes and all of that. But a good deal of the learning can be done in homeschooling online. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Our programs are what we call blended learning. So a large portion of your hours are done through a distance learning program. You get the support of a distance learning instructor, and you get all your materials. There's online activities. And when you complete that portion of the program, then you can come to any of our resident trainings. And we do hold those throughout the country, not just here in Seattle, but we have 15 satellite locations now,
wow.
including Canada and Hong Kong. So,
I was going to say, you're even out of the country now. So you have satellite, where in Canada?
BC.
Okay, and, British Columbia.
And then we've been invited to teach in Alberta as well.
Wow.
And so you can pretty much go to any climate you want. We have a campus in Hawaii. We have two campuses in Hawaii. One on Kauai and one in Honolulu.
Wow.
You can go to Hong Kong and enjoy the rains. You can go to Canada if you prefer a little time skiing in cold weather. Or you can join us at our newest location here on Vashon Island, a beautiful new 12-acre campus where we hope to develop full residency programs over time. So we're offering our classes there right now, including workshops and certification courses. But over the next 3 to 5 years, we hope to develop a residency program there on the farm.
So residency would mean that students would move in?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Live, work, play, learn.
Wow.
All of the above.
Wow. And 12 acres, that sounds like a lot. So what do you do with all these 12 acres?
Yeah, well, we already have a growing population on the farm. There's lots of horses there, goats, dogs, cats. So we're considering a few other.
Now, would these be the guinea pigs, so to speak?
They are.
For,
they are
massage
models.
Students.
Yeah. We're hosting a couple of different programs on the farm that also provide models for our students. One of them is a retirement and rehab program for horses. So we have stalls and pastures available for horses that are looking for retirement homes and also horses who are recovering from injury or illness. So we have a lot of rehab therapies available for them. And we're partnering with another farm on the island to provide some therapeutic services and veterinarian care. And then we're also hosting a program that helps to train dogs for individuals with PTSD and autism. So companion wow. and pet training. And those dogs will serve as models for the classroom for the students as well. So really getting involved with the community over there. We're going to be hosting some riding clinics and dog trials and getting involved with the dog community over there. So lots of different opportunities for students to
and you actually now live at the school,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's funny. I think about you on a regular basis, Martha, because when I get up in the morning and head down to the barn to do chores, we have robins all over the property. And so, of course, I think of your theme song when I walk down
the
barn.
Oh,
the
red, red robin in the morning. All right, all right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a beautiful spot to come and learn. And Vashon is a really rich community, so I think students will really enjoy coming there and immersing themselves not only in the classes but in the environment itself.
Well, and you have one of the best little pet stores on the planet, Pandora's Box. And Margie and Tom that own Pandora's Box, of course, they were, I had my first Ruddy Abyssinian Buzzy, who's now
yes.
back with me now,
right.
but I had him for 15 years. And then after he passed away, it took me a very, very long time to find a breeder that had, you know, a Ruddy Abyssinian that I liked. And, you know, they're not easy to come by anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I found Margie and Tom at a cat show. And so they, over the years, have become great friends. And Scooty came from from them.
Oh.
And then G-Man and Jilpy, the Blue Boys. So Scooty and the Blue Boys all came from Margie and Tom. And them being, you know, the cat people that they are, they know more about cats and cat toys and all that kind of stuff than anybody on the planet. And then for years, they did a traveling kind of little vendor sort of booth, you know, at cat shows and stuff with all kinds of cat toys. But they still remain having some of the best cat toys ever that you can't find anyplace else. And in fact, Margie designed the kitty angler. Which
yes.
is a fishing wand, you know, with little she kind of vamped fishing flies into little bug toys for cats, and
yeah.
so the cat angler is one of the best interactive toys.
Yeah, we recently adopted a rescue cat. Our new school mascot is Mitchell, who's beautiful Russian blue, and we went up to Pandora's Box, and man, they gave us a swag bag like you would not believe. Anybody who adopts a cat, either from Vashon Island Pet Protectors or any rescue. If you go there to get your kind of, you know, supplies for your cat the first time around, they leave.
Give you all kinds of
good
stuff.
Oh, my God.
Stuff,
you leave there with a big bag of toys, including one of the lures, which is
one of the cat anglers.
Which is definitely
Woo-hoo!
One of Mitchell's favorites.
yeah. It's just the what you need to know about those any kind of wand-type toys that involve strings. They can be dangerous if they're left for the cats to play with unsupervised, and besides, they can destroy them and all that kind of stuff. So make sure that you put those toys away in a closet or on a shelf that the cats cannot get to. And then they stay really popular to the cats, and you get them out to play, and then you put them away.
Yeah. Makes you take some time, too, for
yourself. Oh, yeah. And, great Pandora's Box. If you go over to Vashon, you have to stop by there when you go to the school. Now, I know where Pandora's Box is because you take the ferry over to Vashon and then you just drive on the highway and they're like, you know, just down the road. Where is the school compared to that?
Huh? We are very close to Pandora's Box.
Really?
We are 3.5 miles from the North Ferry dock.
From the North Ferry. Huh.
Right off Vashon Highway. And we are 1 mile from town. So you can walk into town from the farm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a great location.
Yeah, it's a great location.
The other place over there that I really love, I've never actually been there. Threatened to for years is Wolftown,
mm-hmm.
And, you know,
on the south end of the island, but it's a fantastic organization.
Yeah, and they're like kind of a wildlife rescue rehab. Well, she did horses for a long time. I don't know if she still does horses, but wolves and then raptors.
And she does a lot of educational programs.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, she's incredible. Just an incredible person.
And she does
Teresa Martino. T. Martino.
She does a booth at the Vashon Island Farmers Market, which yesterday was the first day of the season, the opening of the season. So if you're looking for something to do on a nice Saturday, come on over to Vashon and visit the farm and visit the market, and you'll get to meet her personally.
So people can come over just to see the place and
so forth? We have tour time set up, so if people want to come and check us out, happy to walk you around.
Excellent. And then, so there are ongoing classes that go on at the school. Mm-hmm. But you said there are a lot of classes that are designed just for the public, not necessarily for those that are wishing to be educated to become an animal massage practitioner and so forth.
We have some great classes on the calendar this year. Just a few weeks ago, Joan taught a class called Introduction to Microcurrent Therapy, which is an energy modality. We also will have a flower essence class this year in September. Marguerite Coates is coming in June to teach an energy work seminar, 2-day seminar. We have our Fundamentals of Animal Massage Workshop, which is a 1-day class for people to come and learn about the benefits of massage for their pets and learn some basic
things. To learn to do it on their own.
Yep. Learn the basics so that you can tell when your pet does need some attention from a professional, but also so that you can do the work in between your regular visits. And we have a T-Touch series this year that we've introduced.
Tellington
Touch,
we're
going to have three Tellington Touch seminars taught by Lori Stevens, who is trained by Linda Tellington Jones herself.
Excellent.
And so we're really looking forward to...
And all of these classes you're mentioning are just for regular folks.
Anybody
our listeners. So that's fabulous. And now, what kind of a teaching venue have you got over there?
We have a great classroom. The facility that we've recently acquired had a large hangar on it. That
Like an airplane hangar you're talking about?
The previous owner was the commissioner for the Vashon Island airstrip.
And
a Boeing executive. And he built an airplane on the site in the hangar. So we've taken over the hangar and converted it to our classroom. So big, open classroom space. We can bring the animals right up into the building. And then we have a huge yard, fenced-in yard for the dogs. We have a barn there for the horses, as well as several pastures with turnouts. So lots of different opportunities and a beautiful covered riding arena as well for some of the class activities and riding clinics that we'll be
doing.
Yeah,
sounds like you really scored on this place.
Yeah, it's breathtaking.
Yeah, Joan's eyes are getting big. Yeah.
I love staying there when I can go over there. Amazing place.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, the animals are just very happy and peaceful. They're very serene, and we have lots of wildlife. So,
sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, do these classes go on year round?
They do. As a matter of fact, I think we have only one weekend per month that isn't currently taken up with a class. So we're going to be really busy starting next Tuesday. So we've held a couple workshops there already. We just moved in January, so we've been kind of making...
We're just getting you rolling. That's why this was so timely, because you're just really getting rolling over here in the new location. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we start a small animal class on Tuesday. We have a riding clinic April 21st and 22nd with Beth Gloston, Rider Pilates. Mm-hmm. And then we have a large animal certification program. And like I said, then we go into the T-Touch seminars and several of the workshop classes, so...
Excellent. Now, I am interested in, because we're chatting a little bit off the air, that, and I have explained to my listeners in terms of what I'm learning about human evolution and that life on this planet is not linear, it's cyclical, and that we're going through these periods of time called yugas, and the book that explains it all is called The Yugas, and folks, if it's the first you're hearing about it, you can go to crystalclarity.com. And get a copy of the book, but it's fascinating. It explains all the stuff that we didn't understand before. Make, you know, like the pyramids have never really made sense and all of that, but explains all of that. At any rate, we are just now a couple hundred years or whatever into the Dwapara Yuga, and these periods of time last a few thousand years. But it's the period of time when we are supposed to, as a human consciousness, be learning about energy and energy work and controlling energy and all of that sort of stuff, which is why there's so much going on the planet now in terms of, you know, the oil and how, you know, and safer sources and all of that. And we're supposed to be learning all about that. I just wish we'd learn faster about some of the lessons. But at any rate, we've done some shows on Vet Sundays with Dr. Bill Burlingame and then Joe Thompson. And we've learned a lot about laser therapy, which is becoming really big and wonderful for, well, humans, but for animals. And I actually got to see the laser machines when I was out at Dr. Bill's place, Quilcita Veterinary Clinic, earlier this year when Ping and Pong were getting neutered. Mm-hmm. They actually used the laser on me.
Oh, cool.
It was cool. I was healing a joint and it stabbed my finger. And the other thing that we talked about, though, is not laser therapy, but it's what they call the Assisi loop, which is more electromagnetic energy. There's a battery in it, and that, you know, people, you can purchase these things and use them on your animals or on yourself. And the reason I have one is because what my rescue kitty, Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, she's a tuxedo girl, but she has wonderful white cheeks. So she's Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks. But somehow she was either born with a tail that didn't work. And so we just experimentally tried using the Assisi loop on her tail. And sure enough, it didn't come back to full function. But she's able to you know, whip it around and control it. So enough so that we didn't have to amputate it, which is really great.
Oh, that's great.
But then you're doing another kind of energy work that's similar but not the same. And you mentioned that you have a class coming up on it. So what's that called again?
The microcurrent therapy.
Microcurrent
therapy. What we were discussing earlier. And Joni teaches a microcurrent therapy class for the school. We just recently held one workshop, and we'll be putting more on the calendar. Wonderful.
And so that must mean it's a machine, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So why don't you describe what it is and how you use it?
I'll let Joan kind of describe some of it, but I'll just say, not that this will be news to your listeners, but, you know, we're all energy systems, and I look at it, and when we teach, we talk about the chemical body, the electrical body, the magnetic body, and they make up a lot of our energy systems and drive all our functions. So, you know, when we talk about massage, we're talking about using our own body as a delivery system. So when you're working with another system, if they're deplete in any of those systems, you can access your own magnetic energy or your own electrical energy to help provide support for them, or you can be a conduit to help them kind of relieve themselves of any excess energy. And so a lot of the things that we use in conjunction with our massage, whether it's music, like Joni will talk about at greater length, or if it's using electricity externally, it just helps to kind of support and provide, enhance that environment so that there's better healing. So whether you're using laser, which is a light therapy, or you're using ultrasound, which is employing sound waves, or the microcurrent, which applies electric wave at a very low amperage. All of them are just, in essence, supporting the electrical activity in the cell or any of the activity in the cell.
So the school has a machine to do this micro?
Mm-hmm. We have access to a machine. I mean, the machines are readily available. There's a number of manufacturers that make the machines. They're
so when you're saying that you're doing a class, you taught a class, Joan, on this. What's it called again?
Microtherapy.
Microtherapy.
Or microcurrent therapy.
Microcurrent therapy.
Yes.
So you are, in teaching a class, are you teaching what it's all about?
Yes.
Or are you actually teaching people how to do it so they buy a machine?
Both.
Both.
You have the option of buying a machine. We don't force that on anybody. But
okay, so anybody can buy a machine?
Mm-hmm. Yes, through the Northwest School of Animal Massage, yes.
And what are we talking about cost-wise? You know,
well, the smaller unit, I believe.
Yeah, the smaller unit is about $120 with all of the equipment that you need.
A phenomenal,
that's not bad.
Expensive. Yeah, it's a great price.
That's actually pretty darn reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, are they portable that you
yes.
can?
Mm-hmm.
Because Lola, you just so you know how incredible the healing that can manifest via, you know, energy and so forth. Mm-hmm. I told you about the Assisi loop and mm-hmm. what happened with my cat's tail, mm-hmm. and got lots of other incredible stories about that and some laser stuff and so forth. But you recently had an experience with the microcurrent mm-hmm. therapy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I've seen the microcurrent do a lot of amazing things with horse clients and things that I've had and using it on myself as well. But most recently, I had a client bring me their cat, who had probably had a traumatic blow to the spine. They're not really sure how it happened, but she had gradual paralysis of her hind end and was starting to lose function of her organs, both, you know, urinary and...
So completely paralyzed in the rear end?
Completely, yeah. No longer able to walk or bear weight. And
do you know what the vet had said about all of that?
Well, the suspicion was that she had something called cauda equina syndrome, which is either damage or deterioration of the very most caudal end of the spinal cord. And
so I imagine with traditional medicine, there wasn't a lot of help there, huh?
It's usually progressive. They can do some, you know, alleviate the pain and try to keep inflammation under control. But generally, it's usually a progressive disease that eventually the organs start to fail. And,
wow. So now she brought the cat to you at the school?
He did. I went to visit the cat a few times in the home. Oh. The first time I saw the cat, of course, she wasn't walking and wasn't cleaning herself anymore, wasn't able to defecate on her own, but was incontinent. So... beginning to fail. And we did a microcurrent therapy in the first session.
How long would a session take, say?
Like 30 to 45 minutes, but during that time I'm doing the microcurrent as well as some massage. So
you combine it with massage, so mm-hmm. you're actually physically working on the animal, and mm-hmm. then the microcurrent, is that something like you like have little pinchers and wires or something that you attach to the animal and energies, or are you in a field? I mean, how does it actually work, sort of?
There's a number of different instruments that you can use with the machine. One is just an electrode that attaches directly to the skin, but there's also gloves, so you can be actually massaging.
Oh, and it's coming through
the
gloves? That sounds... Mm-hmm. I might have to come learn about this stuff.
Yeah, and there's rollers. There's different instruments that you can use for different applications. In her case, I was primarily using electrodes and gloves. And on my third visit, when I arrived at the house, she met me at the door.
And how much time between visits?
I was treating her every other day at first. And
every other day? Okay.
Every 3 to 5 days.
The third visit, she met you at the door? She was walking again?
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah.
And she has regained all of her function. Now, granted, she's also getting, care from her veterinarian as well. So I'm not saying the microcurrent is a cure-all by any means, but the vet was pretty impressed at how quickly she responded. And everybody was impressed that she regained complete use of her legs and is now functioning. All of her organs are functioning, and she's running around like a little mad kitty again.
Wow, how fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, now you help me remember, because I want to, if I forget this question, but as soon as we can get to it, because we have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, we got to do a real quick current events, but then we'll get back to the subject. I want to know, because I'm real curious about this microcurrent therapy, especially to know that one could purchase the smaller unit, mm-hmm. $125. I mean, that's mm-hmm. like really reasonable.
It's extremely reasonable.
Really reasonable.
Yes.
And what it did for that. I want to know the other things you think it could be used for.
Okay.
So help me remember, because, you know, CRS could hit between now and then, and I won't remember. And I've got to mention here on the screen... Easter grass is dangerous too for pets. Kathy, is this coming from? I think you're talking about the fake grass in the Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that's really bad. In fact, I can tell you that my ex-husband told me, you know, what really broke his heart when he was a little kid is that he got a bunny for Easter. He loved that bunny. And he put the bunny in his Easter basket. I mean, not knowing. And the bunny ate the grass, and it killed the bunny. Yeah. So... that grass that's in that fake stuff is not good for animals, and some animals will be attracted to it and want to eat it. You need to know your own animals, and that's why you've got to be careful with thread, with strings, with ribbon, with mylar, you know, any kind of things, because you need to know if your cats, like I watch my little ruddy kittens like a hawk, because rubber bands, you know, things like that. Some have a tendency, they're chewers and swallowers. Some are chewers and spitter outers. Fortunately, knock on wood, all of mine seem to be spitter outers, that they don't eat the stuff, which makes it a lot better. But you need to know your own animal, whether dog, cat, or whatever. Right. But be very careful with that Easter grass, especially if you have little animals. Do not put that Easter grass in their cages. Do not let them put them in the Easter basket with that kind of grass. It is really, really dangerous. Now, we also have a question, because we breezed right by it, is explaining T-Touch, what Tellington Touch is. So now we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because once again, you know, without them, there's no us. So this is the most important part of the show. Then we will come back and do a very quick current events, and then we will be back talking animals and massage. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7857. Excuse me, 7817, 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Oh, perfect. Hey, happy Easter, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk, and say thank you for spending your Easter Sunday morning with us, or whenever you're listening to this show. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're doing animals and massage and all kinds of energy work today. Lola Michelin is here, along with Joan Sarita from the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We have yet to get to this fabulous new CD. Mm-hmm. With the therapeutic music and canine massage. But before we get back to our subjects at hand, it's time for current events. Well, it's not really entertainment, but I do have to tell you that during the break we found out that, Mike, you said that how fabulous is this? My webmaster can respond so quickly.
Pretty amazing. Fixed a whole lot of things.
Now, part of it has to do with it's Sunday morning, you know. She can't do this for everyone, but everything's
been
fixed.
And she's listening. Uh-huh. We have been trading some emails, but just so folks know, is the link now from MarthaNorwalk.com. Back to the streaming link is now fixed and repaired and works.
Tested.
And also those other links for jokes and stories are also corrected.
So everything's fixed on our website. How
impressive.
Great is that?
Very impressive.
Well, and Rhonda says,
kudos,
you know,
to Rhonda.
I can't promise you that she could respond that quickly to your needs. Because after all, I'm special. And it's Sunday morning. No. But she is, I was just telling Mike and Lola and Joan during the break, she is the best web mistress on the planet. And the contact information is on my website. But if you're interested and you need a fabulous website, and she can set it up so you can maintain it, or she'll maintain it for you. And it's indigodog.com. Or Rhonda at indigodog.com. She's the top dog at indigodog.com. But she does have a little corgi dog that runs her life.
Aww.
Yeah, Rhodey.
Oh.
Spoiled.
Rhodey and Rhonda.
But cute. Yeah, you know.
Cute.
Yeah, she's a cutie. So anyway, thank you, Rhonda. That's fabulous. So everything's fixed on the website. All right, so back to current events. I'm going to remind you that you can hop to the Seattle Humane Society today over here on the east side in the Factoria area. They are at 13212 Southeast Eastgate Way, and they are open today on Easter from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they have rabbits that need to be adopted and have good homes, and rabbits can be good house bunnies, but, you know, rescue one from a shelter, and you can do it today from the Humane Society rather than going, you know, to the feed and grain stores or the pet stores and buying them, because that just keeps these people in business. Yeah, churning them out. And but they've got bunnies, and they've got all kinds of little animals. I'm sure they've got guinea pigs and maybe some hamsters, and I don't know. They might even have mice and rats and stuff. And who knows, ferrets? Who? I don't know what they've got. But you can go check them out, and they have counselors there available, you know, to help you pick out the best animal friend for you, and of course can coach you in terms of what's involved of being a, you know, a good animal parent and all of that. But they're there, almost ready to open the doors right now, and they're there until 6 p.m. today. All right, new on current events. There's a bunch of stuff going on in April. Did you guys know that? I had no idea. Listen to this. April is National Pet First Aid Awareness Month. It's also Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month. Mm-hmm. April 11th is National Pet Day. April 11th through 17th is National Animal Control Appreciation Week.
Wow.
Ooh. King County, I don't think that's happening for them. April 15th through 21st is National Pet ID Week. And April 17th through 23rd is Animal Cruelty Awareness Week. And April 26th is National Kids and Pet Day. Oh, and April 28th is World Veterinary Day.
And April 15th is my Jack Russell Terrier's 15th birthday.
Ooh, well, happy birthday to him. If he's listening, we could play him happy birthday.
He's always listening.
We can't
to
play
me.
Happy birthday. We could.
We can in a bit, but we can't right now.
We have to get it ready, but we could play him happy birthday. We better play happy birthday in a bit. You let me know when you're ready. Okay, also news. Positive Alliance's April Drools adoption event will be Sunday, April 15th on his birthday.
His birthday.
At Possibilities Total Dog Center in Fife. It's noon to 3 p.m. And they'll have over 100 dogs and cats and behavior counselors to help you choose. If you need more information, contact Denise at info@positivealliance.org. Now, at 10:30 that morning, there will be a workshop to prepare you for bringing a new dog or puppy into your home. It's a $20 donation that will benefit Positive Alliance, and you need to RSVP because space is limited, but as part, you get to do this workshop, and then you get early entry into the adoption event, so you get first pick of the animals. That's very cool. RSVP to julie@positivealliance.org or call 206-465-4116. Keep in mind, if you miss any of these details, you can go to marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. You scroll down, you'll find everything. And by the way, take a look at G-Man's new hot little Abby body, the little red dragon guy. He's really cute. And you're invited to Wildlife Baby Shower to benefit Sarvey Wildlife Care Center on April 28th from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Lewis Creek Visitor Center. More information, 425-452-4195, or go to www.sarveywildlife.org. Seattle Animal Shelter offers reduced rate for spaying female cats through May 31st. Mm-hmm. Now, this is amazing because their Beat the Heat Cat Spay Surgery Special is $20. Ooh. And according to the press release I got, there are no restrictions.
Yeah.
And $20 compared to $150, whatever. And most of these shelters are really doing top-notch surgery these days. Mm-hmm. So you can beat the heat by May 31st. Call for an appointment, 206-386-4260 or www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Remember, the All-Breed Equine Rescue open house is April 21st. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., tours, refreshments, and then there will be a Liberty training seminar at 1 p.m. And you also, they're going to have the prizes available, so you can see the prizes that they're going to award at their benefit golf tournament. That's July 28th at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. 23rd Annual Tuxes and Tails Gala, Saturday, May 12th at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. And tickets are on sale, www.tuxesandtails.org or call 425-373-5388. You can also register your kid for adventure camp for kids at the Humane Society anytime. The sessions start in June and go through August 3rd. And remember that spring flowers can be deadly and toxic to our animal friends. And if you scroll down on current events, there's a link to www.nolilliesforcats.com. And, you know, last week we did some extensive research on that website, and Mike said it was the best list he'd ever seen, and a lot of really good information on toxic plants and plants that are okay and all that sort of stuff. And we found out that spider plants are okay. Okay, so that pretty much wraps up current events, except to tell you that next week, third Sunday of the month, it is Kevin and Kim Sunday. That means Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller Medium, and Animal Intuitive will be in the studio hosting the show for me. I'm going to Temple. Woohoo! And, you know, they will have open phone lines throughout the show. Kim is one of the most grounded, accurate, and best mediums and animal intuitives that I've ever met, or she wouldn't be here doing the show. She can help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on the other side. She can help you do the same thing with your current animal friends, and she's a great general psychic. So, gosh, she was playing the dating game for everybody a couple months ago. So plan to call next week, because they love to get your phone calls. I think that's it. And once again, we're over time, so we're going to wrap up this last hour. We're going to do fleas, Martha's four-step flea plan. Listen up, because they're starting to hatch and we're already having problems. And Rita, this is for you. So stay tuned, and then we will be back. We're going to talk about T-Touch. We're going to talk more about microcurrent therapy. We're going to talk about the therapeutic music with canine massage. And golly, I guess we'll have to give away two CDs because we didn't do one yet. So, oh boy, how good is that? Be ready. We'll be back. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.